91X News.
It's 11 degrees and cloudy at 4 o'clock. From the QNET Newsroom, good afternoon, I'm Liam Radford. People's Halloween plans are being dampened as a special weather advisory warns of heavy rainstorms in the Quinte region. Environment Canada says starting this afternoon, major downpours are expected and will continue through Friday. The heaviest rain is forecasted for Thursday evening, up to 50 millimeters. Winds are expected to reach over 70 kilometers per hour. Environment Canada warns that visibility may be reduced, making pedestrians more difficult to see when it is dark. Belleville has decided to rebrand its downtown district to try to draw more people into the area. Connor Robinson has the story.
A crowd of about 50 people gathers at Capers to hear the latest about downtown Belleville. Sean Patchquin is president of the marketing firm tasked with rebranding downtown. He says perception was downtown's biggest issue.
Now that all the infrastructure and beautification is done, people are still holding on to its tired days, and they perceive it that way, and it's not. It's really emerging quickly. A lot of the new businesses that you're seeing opening down here are ones that you would typically see open in Prince Edward County, but a lot of them are starting to come here.
Sharon Huckle, owner of the Cat's Meow Salon and Spa, also agrees perception was downtown's biggest issue.
They hit on a key point there. Perception is a big deal. People just don't necessarily come downtown when there's actually lots to offer downtown. It's looking so cute. There's lots of great businesses, services, and shops and restaurants, and I love hanging out downtown.
Connor Robinson, QNET News, Belleville.
Lennox and Addington OPP are discouraging vigilantism after an incident yesterday at a Greater Napanee High School was posted on social media. The post generated lots of attention on social media and got many responses that threatened violent retaliation against the alleged perpetrator. OPP is reminding people that online activity can be subject to criminal liability and that what's seen on social media is often lacking context and information. Police continue to investigate the incident and ask that any information be directed to them. A report from Belleville City Council's Integrity Commissioner that says Mayor Mitch Panchuk breached the city's code of conduct is accessible by the public. It was released on the city's website yesterday after being received by council Monday. The report says that Mayor Panchuk used the influence of his office to interfere in a hiring process and pressured a staff member in respect to the member's hiring choice. The report recommended that Mayor Panchuk be reprimanded for his attempt to influence staff hiring decisions and have his pay suspended for 30 days. During Monday's council meeting, the mayor apologized, saying it was an isolated incident and that he has learned from it. Council agreed not to act upon the report during Monday's meeting. Belleville's first ever emergency shelter is opening its doors to homeless people in the area on December 2nd. Jody Jenkins is the chair on the board that oversees the project. He says the main goal is getting people back on their feet.
Our goal is to give people a sense of hope. And we want these people to know that, A, they have worth, they're worth something, and B, that there is an opportunity to get things back on trot. There are some people that want to change their situation, and those are the people that we're going to be able to help, and we're going to be able to refer people and connect them with mental health resources and addiction resources and get them back on their feet. So, and of course, the end game is to get them in a stable housing.
Grace Inn will provide a bed for 21 people at a time, food and counseling. 30 consecutive nights is the maximum that one person can spend in the shelter. The Transportation Safety Board of Canada says the definition of a seatbelt needs clarification in the Canadian aviation regulations to prevent deaths or injuries like those seen in a 2017 Hydro One helicopter crash near Tweed that killed four people. In a formal probe of the December 14th incident, investigators found the lap straps on two of the three seatbelts in the helicopter's passenger area were unfastened. They also determined the shoulder harness portions were rolled up and taped so they couldn't be used. The board says changes must be made to the definition of a seatbelt in regulations so that people know that they need to wear both the lap strap and shoulder harness. An expert panel is recommending that some limits on services remain in a new Ontario autism program, but also a new focus on early intervention. The panel, made up of parents, autistic adults, psychologists, and behavioral analysts, was appointed after a massive outcry forced the government to backtrack on its plan. Laura Kirby-McIntosh, the president of the Ontario Autism Coalition who sat on the panel, says they recommended some time-limited early intervention to kids under six when they register, instead of waiting months or potentially years to qualify for full core services.
For too long, this program has been one where you get the diagnosis, you register for the wait list, and then you sit around for 4 years and nothing happens. Now at least parents will be able to start training, start accessing workshops, parent-mediated interventions, and so on.
The panel's report, published today, says that annual caps on services will be unavoidable so that as many children as possible are served and the program is sustainable. Loyalist College hosted a Garba dance today as part of Diwali. More than 40 students dance in a circle in the college gym, some in traditional clothes. Michael Sukit was at the event.
A group of Loyalist students do a Garba dance in the college's gymnasium.
A Garba dance is a traditional Indian dance routine where participants typically dance around in a circle and clap their hands. Ravi was part of the celebration.
All student feels like it's a great event in our college, and I think we like enjoy a lot with a lot of fun, and just a lot of feeling better. They're like pressure, exam pressure, living pressure, and enjoy with culture, dance, culture, music, and a lot of international feeling. Like students say that, like, oh, it's always like the best for cultures.
Diwali is one of the biggest festivals in the world and is called the Festival of Lights. It has been celebrated all this week. Michael Sukit, QNET News, Belleville.
With Halloween tomorrow, student success at Loyalist College is getting in on the action to boost student awareness of the services they provide and some fun. Erin Dupe is the director of student success at the college and talked about the goals of the event.
So we thought it would just be a fun way to celebrate Halloween, give folks some treats, but also get to know the different services and areas better on campus as well. So it's a chance for us to share what's happening, upcoming events, and just kind of getting people in our spaces so that they know where they can access services and supports.
Around 24 students grabbed a bag of candy at locations through the college from noon to 1. That's QNET News on 91X to 407. Sports is up next.
Fall is here, and it's back to the routine. Why not start a new routine that's based around fun, friendship, and good times? Quinney Bowl has many bowling leagues starting this fall, from the YBC Youth Leagues for kids of all ages to many adult and senior leagues. Call 967-BOWL online at QuinneyBowlingCenter.com or find them on Facebook to learn more. Let Quinney Bowl match you up with the league that's just right for you. This fall, strike up a great new routine that's fun, good exercise, and satisfying.
Yes!
Quinney Bowl, Highway 62, Belleville, just north of Walmart.
In sports, the road team has won the first six games of the World Series. The Houston Astros hope to end that streak and lift the trophy tonight, while the Washington Nationals welcome back one of their stars. Brian Clark reports.
Washington Nationals star pitcher Max Scherzer was unable to make his start in Game 5 of the World Series. Neck spasms left him unable to lift his arm. But after receiving a cortisone shot and treatment, and his Nationals teammates winning Game 6, he's ready to start tonight's Game 7 in Houston.
Really just felt like it subsided, and even when I was warming up tonight, I felt really good.
And with the title on the line, any concerns as to how long Scherzer can pitch?
Well, I mean, it's Game 7. Let's go.
Zach Greinke starts at home for Houston. First pitch at 8:08 Eastern. Brian Clark, ABC News.
Canada's Bianca Andreescu has been eliminated from the WTA finals after retiring from her match against Karolina Pliskova today with a left knee injury. Andreescu came up limping after returning a serve in the third game. She then had her left knee taped up but clearly struggled with her movement afterwards. Andreescu retired after dropping the first set 6-3. She's now 0-2 at the event and can't advance to the semifinals. Hockey Hall of Famer and longtime NHL executive Jim Gregory has died at the age of 83. A league official says Gregory died today at his home in Toronto. He spent a decade as the general manager of the Toronto Maple Leafs from the late 1960s until the 1970s and was one of the first to bring European players over to North America. He then spent almost 40 years in an executive role with the NHL. Vancouver Canucks are in Los Angeles to take on the Kings in NHL action tonight. The Canucks have won several of their last nine games, including a 7-2 thrashing of Florida on Monday. In other action today, Montreal visits Arizona and Edmonton visits Columbus. The Toronto Raptors take on the Detroit Pistons at the Scotiabank Arena. As part of tonight's NBA action, the Raptors are off to a promising 3-1 start this season as the defending champions adapt to life without Kawhi Leonard. The 2019 Finals MVP signed with the LA Clippers in the summer. Send us your team or league scores. Email qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. The forecast for Belleville. Tonight, periods of rain. A low of 9. Thursday, intermittent heavy rain with up to 20 millimeters of water, high of 16. Thursday night, heavy rain at times with up to 20 millimeters coming down, wind gusting to up to 80 kilometers near midnight, and a low of plus 4. At 4:10, it's 11 degrees. QNET News on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Liam Radford for QNET News.